Welcome to the Raised with Jesus podcast and your daily Lenten devotional for Thursday, March 21st, 2019, looking again at Romans chapter 6, beginning in verse 5. Paul writes, "If we have been united with him like this in his death, we will certainly also be united with him in his resurrection." Romans chapter 6, verse 5. Planning a garden takes time. There are environmental factors to work with: location, soil type, drainage, sun exposure, weather, frost dates all come to mind. Then there are the plant factors. What do we enjoy eating? What vegetables or fruits grow well here? What variety or hybrid should we plant? Where should we place our tall plants, and where should we place our shorter plants? How can we provide the best possibility for a good yield? One way that Native American groups planned and planted for the best yield was through something called companion planting. The most famous example of companion planting is known as Three Sisters. In Three Sisters gardening, corn is planted first. After the corn sprouts, bean and squash seeds were intermingled among the corn seedlings. The corn stalk provides a pole for the beans to climb. The beans help provide nitrogen to the soil. The squash spreads along the ground, inhibiting weeds. We have been united with him. The word translated united with had its roots in agriculture. We have been co-planted with him. Not that we aid Christ's work, but that we, like that beanstalk, are joined to him. Whoever has been baptized into Christ has already been joined to Christ and his death. One day we will pass away. Our bodies will be planted 6 feet underground or kept in an urn. But that time in the grave is temporary, since baptism has united us to our Savior. Paul writes, "The body is sown perishable, it is raised imperishable. It is sown in dishonor, raised in glory. It is sown in weakness, it is raised in power. It is sown a natural body, raised a spiritual body, a perfect dwelling, an instrument for the Spirit." We pray. Lord God, fix our eyes on Christ this Lenten season. Let us see and cherish his perfect life, hear and cherish his word of forgiveness, eat and drink and cherish his true body and blood in the sacrament. Above all, encourage our hearts with the joy of forgiveness and salvation, and grant us grace to amend our lives and live as your forgiven children. Through Christ our Lord we pray. Amen. God bless your day.